Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, this is Kobe here alone because Dave is sick, unfortunately, so we can't make it even for a remote recording. But that's no worries, I'm here just to give a brief intro to the man, the legend that is Trey Cheney, who you might know better as Pootkar, Malik Pootkar. We have a short chat with him to catch up with what he's doing ahead of us going into season four and ahead of him going back into Baltimore, this time as a copper, as a policeman, as police, as a 5-0, rather than being on the streets or in Foot Locker. We had a really good short chat with him, and so here is the message. Just a quick thing before we go into it, please do follow us on Patreon. We are trying to raise money for the Ella Thompson Fund. We're trying to raise $100,000 by the end of 2022. So guys, do follow us there, and we talk a bit about this later on, and also what Trey Cheney's up to. Okay, guys, we're joined here by fantastic Trey Cheney. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
We're doing good. We spoke to you 2 or 3 years ago for the first season of The Wire Strips. We're going into season four, so it's good to see your face again. This is an interesting season for Poot as a character. And I can see you're representing those who can see with a fantastic... You just take a step back a bit. That is an amazing hoodie. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Anybody that actually... you know, hits up, you know, me on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram and purchases, you know, like my book or any of my other t-shirts, they get this for free.
Oh, wow. So they can find you at Trey Cheney on Twitter, right?
Yeah, I'm at Trey Cheney on Twitter because, you know, I can't sell nothing like this. But so I'm like, anybody that, you know, like purchases any of my other merchandise.
Yeah.
I always say they can have this one for free.
Well, that's guys. Go do it.
Let's do it. Buy we're going to put some links up on a Wire Strip, man, and we're going to have some fun.
Well, tell us where you are at the moment. We're a bit short of time for you because you're on set. That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm actually working on, I can't say what it is yet, but I'm working on something that the fans are going to be real excited to hear. You know, it's something that I'm doing that's pretty big. I just got back in Atlanta.
Yep.
You know, because that's where I currently live at now. And, you know, I'm coming off of the success of HBO's new limited series, We Own This City. Mm-hmm. You know, so playing Officer Gordon Hawk, I'm playing a police officer now. It's funny how Poot goes from the drug dealer, the bad guy, to now he's a good police officer, you know, in the narcotics division. You know, it's crazy, right?
Well, this is the one thing with Poot as a character. He's one of the ones that got out, it seems. So maybe that's what happens to him. You know, he changes his name, joins the police force. And we'll talk about that.
That's what everybody's saying, man. That's what everybody's saying. And like, you know, it's almost like even with my character in The Wire, as you can see, you know, lasting all 5 seasons, this character has seen so much. In Absolutely. His life, Poot has seen so much in his life until he decided to change his life around, you know. So, yeah, I guess We Own This City, you can say, is a continuation of Poot's legacy. Now he's a police officer and he goes by a different name. He's no longer Malik Pootkar. Now he's Deputy Officer Gordon Hawk.
And also, you've got a new YouTube channel out and you're trying to show... Well, tell people about that as well. That'd be good for people to hear what you're doing on that.
Yeah, man. Dedicated Father Series YouTube page. That's my baby right now, you know, because I'm looking at how the industry is going and a lot of people are really pushing ownership. And I just wanted something like when I create my content that I actually own, I wanted my fans, you know, my Wire fans, fans from anything that I've ever done just to be able to see my original content for free on my YouTube page. And it's going very well, you know, thanks to the Wire strip. You know, I was able to hit that 1,000 subscribers on Dedicated Father Series YouTube page. And
there you go, guys. Well done.
Yeah, man. My main thing now is I just want people to really look at the content all the way through, because now it's a thing where I got to have at least 4,000 hours, you know what I'm saying, like on the page. So anything that I post, if everybody could just look at all of the content all the way through, it's all positive. And always feel free to share the content as well. You know, that's, I don't mind, you know, share my content. Like I said, it's all positive.
Yeah.
And like what I'm doing now is I'm just getting into the whole ownership, directing, writing, producing my own content under my umbrella, Chaney Vision Entertainment, which is going very well. I got a couple of things in the works. Of course, you know, my fans and my supporters, I always need to raise funds. So I don't care. Y'all want to donate. Y'all want to inbox me and say, hey, what's needed for this? That's always open. Like I said, man, you know, it's just like starting from the beginning when you got your own business. It's all about branding, marketing, raising the funds to just see these things, these different projects in television, film, and music come to life.
Yeah, but hopefully that means you're under your own steam, right? It means you can create your own projects. You don't have to wait for a phone call anymore. This is obviously an exciting time, right?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
We need to talk. We're here to talk about The Wire. We're on seasons 4 and 5. Pook comes into season 4 quite late. I don't know. Obviously, this has been a while, so I don't know how much you remember of the season and of the series and stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember.
what was your thoughts on, you know, your memories in season 4 for your character particularly?
Season 4, man, because that was when, you know, it pretty much focused on the kids, you know, the educational system. So I guess, you know, meeting those other characters, like still going through it with Marlo Stansfield and still almost like the evolution of Pook being one of the bosses now, you know, he was definitely in that realm, but still having an answer to the Barksdale crew and different things of that nature. But that's kind of like, you know, what I remember just evolving with the show and everything that surrounded it and having those interactions with the kid, you know?
Well, I mean, each season of The Wire has a key death scene in it. Season 4 is Bodie, you know, JD Williams. Can you tell us a bit about that scene getting shot, filmed?
That scene right there, man, was very hard, to be honest with you, for me. The scene with JD Williams or Bodie, you know, getting shot on the corner. The Wire, I mean, just thinking about The Wire in general, every season had to have one of those shock value moments. And that was definitely one of the shock values for me. But man, I remember, you know, shooting that scene and really feeling every single emotion, because me and JD Williams are very tight. You know, we're tight in on and off screen. And he's a very good brother. He's always been in my corner. We've always been supportive of each other. So just knowing that his character had to get killed off in that type of way where I had to run off, that was a little tough. You know, it was definitely a tough night. You know, I remember being out there, it's like 3-4 in the morning. My wife was actually pregnant with my son.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My son is, 15 now, you know? So my wife was actually on set that night. She was pregnant with Malachi. Yeah.
So a lot of emotions, a lot of memories when you see that scene shot back again, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So you talked about this season being about the kids. Are there, do you see any parallels or similarities between the four kids, the boys of summer versus you guys, JD, Williams, Poot, Bodie and Wallace in the first season? Do you see any kind of parallels there?
Yeah, it was definitely, I feel that's why the creators, you know, David Simon, Ed Burns, Nina Noble, George Pelicanos, I think that's why they kind of like, it was almost like paying homage to us, you know, in the beginning, the first season. And now you got the fourth season, you got four more guys, you know, they got to experience life on the streets in Baltimore, you know, so that was a heavy, that was a very heavy type of season, you know, and I was just, like I said, I was just honored to be a part of it, man. It's amazing how we're on here right now speaking about The Wire. Like, who would have ever thought? I shared this with my fans last week. Who would have ever thought 20 years later we would still be talking about it, you know? But that's, I'm forever grateful and thankful for people like yourself, you know, The Wire Strip, all the fans out there it's almost like every year new people find out about the show and it gets a new buzz. There's people that never seen it, but now it all of a sudden has all these new millions of followers now.
The pandemic, I think, brought quite a few more people out because there'd been a lot of people who were waiting.
Yeah.
Until the reason. And that reason was, well, we've got nothing to do for 3 months. Let's watch The Wire. And then everyone's like, oh, man, I waited 20 years. I wasted 20 years of my life.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Yeah.
One thing I wanted to ask you is, we speak, you know, we're quite good friends with Clark Peters. And he was telling us about his backstory for his character that he wasn't really given, but he kind of built it out. And this is a question we had from one of our patron guys. This is from Catherine McDermott. This is from Steve Lieber. Steve Lieber, who's a comic book artist, does amazing stuff. And he's done some artwork for us, which has been absolutely outstanding. And he asked specifically, a lot of actors create backstories for the characters. Is there anything you came up with for Poot that didn't make it on screen?
Is it anything that I came up for Poot that didn't make it on screen? You know what? Everything that they pretty much wrote, I studied who Poot was, but I also used other people that I may have known that could have been like Poot.
Yeah.
Whether that was when I was growing up in, you know, Forestville, Maryland, Washington, D.C., whether I've seen dudes out on the street that reminded me of this character, or whoever I went to school with back in the day that reminded me of this character, or just in general, you know, it's a hood, it's a ghetto everywhere around the world. Yeah. And I don't care if you're from the suburbs, I don't care where you're from, you always gonna run into it on different levels. So I always looked at Poot's character as just this, you know, he was one of the guys, you know, of course he was crazy about the women, always getting burnt and stuff like that, right? But yeah, but he was almost like a follower, you know, and we got a lot of followers out here, man. We got a lot of people that would rather work for the boss and just be strung right along. So it was, you know, the research on Poot, I think everything that I did, it made it to camera. It came off, you know, especially with me not having no similarities. I don't have no similarities to Poot, you know, other than him being, you know, when he had to kill Wallace or whatever, he was very, you know, heartbroken that he had to do something bad to his friend.
Yeah.
Not saying that I've ever done that in my life, but at the same time, I guess those emotions were, you know, were felt throughout that scene. But pretty much everything that David Simon, George Pelicanos, Nina Noble, Ed Burns, and everything that they, you know, crafted for my character, it was great. Yeah.
I'm glad you've not had to do anything similar. That's good to know.
Yeah, I know, right?
Another question from one of our Patreon fans. This is Catherine McDermott. She asks, Poot's the only character of the drug dealer side who makes it out. Do you think that's realistic? Is that possible to get out of the life? And also she asks at the end of it, were you given any info? Did you have any information about Poot's motivation to get out, or had he just seen too much now? And that was like the final straw for him once Bodie got capped.
Well, it's the first question, the first part of that question is, yeah, it is realistic to make it out. Mm. You know, that's just the reality of what people choose. People choose their own realities. It's almost like wherever we are right now, today, this year, on this specific date, time, this is where we need to be. Yeah. It's no questioning God. It's none of that. It's wherever we are, we're right where we need to be. And for Poot's character on The Wire, you know, after he had been through everything that he had to endure in the streets, having to kill his best friend, having, you know, getting locked up, seeing his friends die, getting locked up, then seeing Bodie get killed, it was almost like that enough is enough. So now it's time for me to change my life. And as you can see, he gets a job.
Yeah.
You know, and that's common. You know, for so many guys that we may have known throughout the years that may have been in the streets and they changed their life around. I think that's why my character, Poot, he gets so much recognition on the street.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, it's not a day that I walk out of my house that I'm not recognized for The Wire. That's not, you know, sounding cocky or arrogant or anything. That's just the God's honest truth. It's not a day that I walk out of my house and somebody does not recognize me for playing Poot on an HBO series, The Wire. Not one day that goes past. And I always say this, you know, when you think about reality shows, of course, it's in a different type, you know, format or way that it's shot. But The Wire, for me, was one of the first reality type of shows because so many people around the world, not just in Baltimore City, could identify with everything, the details of what was going on, whether it was in the streets, whether it was in the educational system, the media, politics. I mean, you know, even me sitting here speaking about this, I know I'm a part of history.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, how many actors can really say that? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, I'm a part of something that touched on every subject within, I'm gonna say, a short period of time, because we're talking only 5 seasons.
Yeah.
So that's still a short, you know, he covered it in 5 seasons and it was 20 years ago, you know? So yeah, this is big time.
Did you see that The Wire was voted the best TV show of the 20th century by the BBC here in the UK?
Yeah, I seen that. I was very honored, and I was very thankful that, you know, people actually seen what none of us seen in the beginning.
Yeah.
Now, and I say that because we didn't know. Nobody knew, you know, The Wire was going to be this huge show that may have not got the recognition in 2002 to 2008. Of course, social media wasn't what it is now. But now, 20 years later, we're able to speak about, you know, groundbreaking, critically acclaimed, iconic. Mm. And this show never won no Emmy. You know, sure. Like, we didn't win no awards. But, you know, for BBC to do that, you know, in honors, especially with, you know, what would occur with our brother, Michael K. Williams, you know, Omar, you know, that was, I think around that time when they did that, that was huge. Cause they, you know, they were using his picture and I was real happy about that.
I was going to ask you about MKW, Michael K. Williams. It was one of the, that's hit a lot of Wire fans hard recently. I'm sure it's hit you guys in the cast really hard as well.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to take a minute and just talk about him as a, as a person and as you know, as an actor and as a friend, I guess, as well.
Yeah, he Michael K. Williams was somebody very rare that you run across in this industry. I speak about him a lot, and the main thing I can say was he wasn't an industry person.
Mm.
You know, however people want to look at that, he was almost like that guy that you can call. He'll come to any neighborhood. He'll come in. He'll come to any place that you're at. He'll come kick it with you. You know, he always was a giving person. You know, he was giving all of his energy, all of his positive energy to you. He always wanted to see people win. You know, he was very supportive of me. You know, he was very supportive of my music. Mm-hmm. You know, he was very supportive of things that I did. If he would see me on a project, he would reach out and say, hey, I seen, you know, I mean, he was just that guy. And he was definitely a brilliant actor. I mean, the shows that he played on, it was just like, you know, other than him playing the iconic Omar Little from The Wire, you know, him in all of his other projects, man, like Boardwalk Empire, you know, When They See Us, it was just, he was incredible, man. He was an incredible brother. And like I always say, you know, on behalf of a lot of the Wire cast members, we just want to keep on pushing and keep doing what we're doing to keep his legacy alive, you know?
It's been great to see a lot of the outpouring over the past few weeks. And as we record this, it was, I think he had a memorial in Baltimore last weekend.
Yeah.
And that's some of the pictures that looked, you know, beautiful. It was great to see. Great to see the obviously the amount of love there, and unfortunately, it's
most definitely.
Yeah. Can you tell us a bit about your music, Trey?
Yeah. Well, right now I just dropped a song called "Consistent Freestyle." It's produced by Pink Polo Pro. It's on every digital streaming platform. The videos that you all have been seeing, you know, like Momentum. Momentum is one of the videos that I'm pushing right now, really trying to get placement in commercials, television shows, films. I want to attach it to fitness brands, energy drinks, to just, you know, let my people know to just stay fit, stay healthy, always have the right momentum to, you know, just to keep pushing forward. It's produced by The Artist Show, who's my producer, and the video is shot, edited, and directed by Don Juan. His IG is I Am Don Juan. Nice. So I did that. I did 2020 Year the Nurse, which is, you know, a record produced by Naughty Land Music, written by myself, E1 Letter, and Robin Roots. You know, Robin is a filmmaker of a huge documentary that's winning a bunch of awards right now. And you know, I was picked to do the theme song for the documentary. And this is just, you know, really paying our respects and showing our respect to the nurses. They stood on the front line. They continue to stand on the front line. Some of them, of course, are no longer here. You know, we lost them in death, you know, because they were on the front lines. And, you know, this 2020 Year the Nurse is something that's blowing up right now. We're getting ready to take this thing to other festivals. We're getting ready to get it some placement on national television. You know, commercials, films, you know, shows. And I've been very excited about that. 2020 Year the Nurse is also available on all digital streaming platforms. And then just me, Trey Chaney, the artist, you know, my brand, you know, when people, it's not hard to find me online and on all of these platforms where I sell my music on, you know, iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify. Another thing, you know, I started ChaneyWay.com, you know, with my partners, James Hunter and Sean Armaginus. You know, we've started the ChaneyWay.com Momentum brand where, you know, we're on there just really pushing the envelope on Momentum as a brand.
Nice.
And letting people know they can buy the sweatsuits off of ChaneyWay.com. They can, you know, continue to support the movement because it's positive. So, you know, again, you know, shout out to my business partners, James Hunter and Sean Armaginus. We got a lot going on, man. We got other films coming out. 2022, it's going to be a huge year. 2021 was already big, but But now we're getting ready to step into 2022 on another level. So y'all keep, you know, definitely keep supporting that.
Absolutely. I've got one more question for you. But first of all, we are supporting here the Wide Strip. We're supporting the Ella Thompson Fund, which is the charity set up by the team behind The Wire, David Simon, Ed Burns. They're a local community fund in Baltimore, and they take care of the kids that, you know, the Michaels, the Naimans, the Randys after school, yep. Give them something to do, give them jobs, teach them how to, you know, CV, give them a place to do their homework, a place to shower. And, you know, Clark Peters put us onto them, and we were just like, yeah, because we have lots of people trying to support us, and we just do this for fun, right? Three other guys in the UK putting out this podcast, and people keep saying, how can we help you? And we're saying, just give us money, put money towards the Ella Thompson Fund. So far we've raised like $4,000, and okay. We're going to try and raise $100,000 by the end of 2022. So guys, if you are listening, I'm sure that's something you can support there, Trey, as well, with you know, that kind of charitable leading that you have.
We definitely going to support it, man. I'm going to get with you. You know what I'm saying? So we can figure out some different ways that we can make that happen. Even if it's, you know, even if we got members from the Wire Strip, you know, supporting my merch, I donate a percentage to the organization. We can, we can just keep it going.
That's kind of subscribe. And it's just, you know, signal boosting. You know, a retweet here and there does wonders for people. But we've got, I want to give you back your time to your set, to your filming. One fantastic question I have to ask from Rob Gilmore. This is at Gilmore99 on Twitter. He wants to know, how did Poots get his name? Did it mean anything?
Malik Poot Carr. You know what? I don't know how he got that name. I got it. That's a question for David Simon. Because I'm like, how did he get that name? You know, they were going to call me Pootie at first.
Right.
And then they just named me Poot.
So you don't know. Unfortunately, well, if we get David Simon on here, I'm sure we will do at some point. We'll ask him that very same question. And we'll relate back to you as well. So, you know, you can find out how we do it.
But yeah.
Trey, we've had so many questions. We don't have the time to go through them all. Maybe we'll get you back with JD and do a live show where we can sell some tickets for the online live show, sell some tickets for the Ella Thompson Fund, and also, you know, share your wares as well.
I'll be definitely interested in that, man.
That's great to hear. But for now, where can we find you online? And, you know, what's the next thing people should be looking for you in?
Okay, so Instagram is Dedicated Father Series page. Mm-hmm. Twitter is at Trey Chaney, TrayChaney. Facebook, they could just look up Trey Poot Chaney. I got two pages. And of course, we're talking spring of 2022. Deputy Officer Gordon Holt and HBO own this city. I can't wait for people to see that. I got another announcement to make in reference to what I'm working on now, where people will be able to see me. And then if you go to Tubi and Amazon Prime, I have the number one comedy on there right now, Thanksgiving Roast. My first comedy, I play Preston Mitchell, a great film for the family to watch. Thanksgiving Roast is hilarious. I'm in another film called Looking in the Mirror. And then I'm a producer on a film called Asbury Park with the writer and director, Ken Legend Williams, along with the producer, Casey Carson. This film, Asbury Park, you know, was shot in Detroit. Got some heavy hitters in it. Snoop from The Wire is in it. Peter Guns is in it. My man Glenn Plummer is in it. So many amazing people. Jermaine Hopkins. Everybody is really in this film. And it covers on a lot of the issues that we see happening now. You know, police brutality.
Yeah.
You know, I call it like the uncomfortable, the unwanted truth. You know, just a whole bunch of different subject matters, man, that it covers on it. I'm real excited to be a producer on it.
Thank you very much, Trey, for your time there. We will integrate some of his conversation, some of his answers into the season 4 of The Wire Strip, but it's great to chat to him. We spoke to him. He's one of the first people we spoke to a few years ago when we started The Wire Strip, so it's great to hear from him again. Do follow him online, all the places he said. He's a great guy, and thank you so much for your time. Cheers, Trey. I should say, guys, before you leave, do follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We are at The Wire Stripped. That's at The Wire Stripped on both of those accounts. And do head over to Patreon, patreon.com/The Wire Stripped, which is where you can support directly anything we're doing with the Ella Thompson Fund, and you get some free tidbits in conjunction with that following. Patreon.com/The Wire Stripped. Go there, be there, be cool. Thank you very much.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.